I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
See, you guys are part of the problem of giving Colorado this much traction for being such a fucking mediocre team.
I mean, I'm watching it on an illegal stream, so I mean...
Oh, all right, good. All right, that's fine then.
I don't know if you know this, but Hulu has a lot of sports, and so I'm watching it on Hulu. Does that count?
How much you pay for that Hulu?
It's my mom's account. Does that work?
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean... Right.
So technically, I'm stealing it too.
So you're stealing from your mom.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like she gave it to me.
It's a weird thing to admit, but okay.
All right, stealing from pensioners? Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a lot of pensioners. There's like a lot of levels to this, isn't there? Because I'm stealing Colorado football from my mom. Like, I don't know what to make of that. I don't know. Should I feel bad? Who should I feel bad for? I don't know.
I mean,
America,
the Big 12 conference. Should I write a letter, express written consent, or have my mom write a letter? Is that how it works? I don't know. WCP, well, WCP got signed up for Hulu has live sports today. So because we heard that Comcast was blacking out all the new teams on the Big Ten network. So
yeah, it's not a good look, but I don't see it lasting long.
Yeah, I mean, today's Thursday, probably fixed by Friday.
you would think.
I'm surprised, like, it's a really weird thing to come out the week before the games are played, right? Like,
how did no one know this before? Big question, right?
I mean, usually when something like this gets announced, it's when somebody's trying to get more money. So I would assume, like, Comcast leaked this story because they want the Big Ten to feel shame and fork out more dollars to make it happen, so...
Oh, Comcast definitely did not leak this. I don't even want to know the amount of people they've lost over the last 2 days.
Fair. That's fair. Apparently, like, I think WCP was saying in our Discord, this happened when the last time the Big Ten added new teams, like Rutgers and stuff in Nebraska. They also did the same thing, and they fixed it, like, the day before, so... I assume that's going to happen, but doesn't matter to me. I got Hulu, baby. I got my mom's Hulu, baby.
I assume you're good, King.
Yeah, we mentioned the illegal stream. Like,
you're not.
No, I'm watching on the illegal stream. But
all right, yeah. You don't have any legal ways to watch it, then?
No, yeah. And like, because. You know, last year especially, because I cut the cord, yeah. I was either Stream East or Buff Streams.
Yeah.
And Buff Streams is crap, and Stream East has been taken over by the feds. So I'm going to be bugging people for free streams because I don't want to look that shit up.
We really...
I don't want to go onto Reddit and find... There's the...
Like, wherever you're listening to this, loyal podcast listener, please do whatever drink you have near you. Please pour out a little bit for Stream East, because Stream East did so much good work over the last like 5 or so years, maybe more. I don't even know. I've watched so many games on Stream East, like 49er games, just so many games on Stream East, and it has been taken down by the federal government, finally. So, you know.
When you do those streams, what device do you stream it through? Like a shitty laptop?
Yes.
Shitty laptop, okay.
No, not a shitty laptop. I do it on my laptop because if you try to do it on anything else, it's really hard to close the ads that come up.
All the pop-ups.
Like, they just keep coming up over and over again unless you like are super on top of it. So,
okay.
Now, here's a question. And, I don't know.
Real quick.
You don't do it through your Xbox
real
or
quick.
Anything?
Well,
or?
That's what I was going to say. I do sometimes, and sometimes it works out. But if I do my laptop, I got an HDMI cord. I just run that to the TV, and I can do it that way too. So.
Except I've had a shitty. I've been doing this now for a bit. My shitty backup laptop.
Yeah.
I think is officially
like,
dunzo. I fired it up for this Colorado game, and it was McAfee ads nonstop. Ding, 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 ding,
yep.
Ding, ding. And I finally got it pulled. The game pulled up, and it was ding, 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 ding. That's when I finally was like in the Discord. Somebody save me, please. Throw me a life preserver.
So Booble says Meth Streams is the site. And WCP says Stream East isn't dead. Like the FBI took down the A domain, but there are others. So,
others.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Noted. All right.
Okay.
We'll find those foreign ones, like the .nz's or whatever they are. Get those Stream East.
I don't know Twitch's. I don't know how on ball Twitch is, but would you be able to be like playing NCAA 24 and then you just have the game on your Twitch stream and
about it?
Yeah,
so you couldn't have it on, but you could talk about it as it's happening.
Like, you think they'd be that quick to shut it down if you just run the game on your Twitch stream?
Yes.
Yes.
No, right. Twitch is super on top of that. Like they take down accounts that play music. Like if you play music for like more than 15 seconds or whatever, they shut you down. Mm-hmm. Like I know, because in the setup for this, I do Streamlabs now. In the setup, it has a countdown of how many, I forget what the term is for it, but like how many times you violated like playing music or whatever on your thing. And they literally keep track of it. And if you have a certain amount, then your account gets taken down for a while.
I thought it would be kind of like the YouTube rules, to where if you're adding commentary to something, then it's like a gray area that works kind of thing.
Right. But throw your head in the corner while the game's on or something. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Nope. Not without the express written consent of the NCAA and Oregon football.
I wonder if you could do this for me and King. You go on Twitch here, put the game on for us, and just don't go live, so then we get to sit and watch it on Twitch without. Yeah,
I wonder. Yeah, like because we could just do that through like regular Discord. Like we wouldn't need Twitch for it,
or Discord even. Yeah.
Like I feel like Kurt did that for us last year with something, or like
I wonder if you do it.
Yeah,
do it for all our Discord or someone Discord.
He did Facebook Messenger and like put his phone up and just like left it there for the end of a game once. Yeah, I think that's the thing. I don't know if Discord is on top of that, but I don't know.
Well,
only one way to find out.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because we'd have to. Right. I mean, it shouldn't be too difficult. Like, huh? I wonder if.
I love how this is.
Because I know some streaming sites have built in guardrails for that. So because I know one, it was like when I was doing the Olympics, remember I was trying to do that sticker for our Discord of Sabrina, like doing the shush, and I tried to do a screen cap, and it literally like the Peacock site would not let me do a screen cap. It like blacked everything out when you brought up the thing. So I think they have some things in place for that, but
I kind of hate this new way media is now. It used to just be, here's TV. TV has games. Watch games on TV.
Yeah.
Now it's everything spread out across everything, and don't you dare try to share it with anyone, or else we're going to come down on you real hard.
Oh, baby. It's
fucking bullshit. Yeah, that's what they do. They bend you over and come down on you hard.
Ski shaking his fist.
Make it rain on you.
Jesus, well, Ski.
I mean, like... there's a war between cable and streaming, like not between the entities, but between the people who pay for them. Mm-hmm. And why there is a war when both sides can't just be like, you want to know what? Both sides kind of suck.
Yeah.
Comcast and DirecTV, they're like monopolies, and it's the worst kind of capitalism. You can't, because they need one more cent per subscriber, or else the West Coast can't watch it. But versus streaming, where it's watching on Bippy and Boopo. But if you pull all together and you combine it with Boppy, it's a whole different thing. And it's like, I just want to turn on my TV and watch stuff. I have apps. I don't have Comcast anymore. I'm not a shill for cable. Cable was 1,000 times easier, and I don't want to hear anything different. I don't hear otherwise. It's a lie. It's a lie. I could get on my Comcast box and go, hey, Xfinity, Red Raiders football, and it would show me Fox Sports 3. Yeah. Like, but now I'm having to hop on, you know, Fippy Foppy to find the one game a year the Ducks are on. Oh, but it's a free trial for 5 days, so just get Fippy Foppy. Can we just stop? Stop unbundling everything and put it back on cable. It was better.
We need to buy that domain of Fippy Foppy before someone else swoops in on.
Just like even HBO Max, man. There's a lot of great stuff on HBO. And they had Turner for a while. Maybe they still do. I can't remember. I know they've extended the free Turner stuff. Okay, that was a cool thing, but now I have to get Turner Plus to watch Turner have the NBA for one more year. Like, what are we doing? Why are we making this so hard? All you cable companies, go back to cable. It was so much easier. It was easier.
Yeah. It was easier. I think the one value in the apps is that you can watch all of the games. So the conference apps as lame as they are and as, you know, not great as they are, like you can watch every game now. On cable, you couldn't, you know, you're limited to just you had the network channels, you got the 3 Fox channels, you got the 2 ESPN or the 4 ESPN channels. And if your game happens to be on one of those, cool, you can watch it. If Oregon's playing Idaho, like it's like the last few years it's been on the Pac-12 network, but before then when it was just, you know, when the apps didn't exist and it was just Comcast, that game's not on anything. Maybe it's on like OSN, like Joe
Circuit games, like, damn it.
Bring people, it's a shared experience. Oh, this game isn't on? Let's go to a terrible bar and watch the game. It's a shared experience.
Think
what
of
are
the
we
children.
Doing? See, the problem now also is like I was talking to my mom, I had to bring it up to my mom. I was like, hey, you're not gonna be able to watch the Duck game on Saturday. You know, I told her why. She's like, oh, I'll just go down to, you know, one of the bars near my house and watch. I was like, here's the problem. A lot of those bars carry Comcast, so they're not watching it either.
Yeah.
You got to call ahead and find the one that somehow still runs like Dish.
Yeah,
there's no one craftier than a bar owner in terms of getting the game on the TV, though. I'll say that. I think what we found out here is King is a big Joe Giansante and Anthony Newman guy. Like you want OSN. Admit it. You want OSN back. Joe Giansante.
I want to turn off the TV and find the game. I don't care about Foxy Fippy. Like, please stop. Oh, you can get a 19th tile on your cell phone with another app. I don't want another tile.
Foxy Fippy.
Combine them all and call it Xfinity.
Call it Foxy Fippy, first of all.
Oh, streaming is so great. You can stream the Big Ten Network unless you're not on the tier that also gets you out of the red zone. Oh, streaming's the future. Streaming stinks. It stinks. Don't tell me it's good. It's bad.
Man.
It's bad.
I'm pretty sure.
I have a million streaming services. Put them in the one fucking screen. It'd be better. This terrible. I don't want all the tiles on my TV. I don't want a smart TV. I want a cable thing. Channel 37. Oh, 737 because it's in HD. 1137 because it's in 4K. That's what I want. I don't want a million tiles. It's dumb. It's bad. It stinks.
Here's my critique of what you said, Brog. I'm like, oh, you get to watch every game now, right?
Yeah.
How many games a week are actually worth watching? Sure, they're all on. There's only a handful on, and usually they're on Fox and CBS and ESPN. they know what they're doing by putting the correct games on TV.
The correct games.
Yeah. Unless you're full D-gen that needs to watch the Western Illinois game kind of thing, you don't need to be able to watch all the games.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we have a clip from like a year or two ago of King saying the exact same thing about Comcast. Like, just as angry.
I hate
Comcast! It's so expensive! Why don't they have all the games? What are you doing? Why are we paying so much money for nothing?
You don't pay for streaming, so you don't like it either. Stop lying!
Fair.
If you like streaming, you would pay for streaming. You don't pay for streaming because you don't like streaming.
I do like streaming. Would I pay for it if I wasn't getting my mom's for free? Probably. I don't know.
I'm gonna continue. I'm gonna take this tangent even farther.
To be fair, she uses my Max account and my Netflix account. So I mean, we're a family. Maybe you don't know anything about that. Maybe that's what's going on.
I get
on
it.
Here.
Everyone steals things.
Maybe you're not
wanna
a big...
Be better? No. You want to know what's a better trade?
You're just not a FastX guy. That's what it is.
Four of my streaming services for my two is, hey, I have a Comcast account. Steal that!
Yeah.
Steal that!
Yeah.
It sounds like you're talking yourself into getting Comcast again.
No, I don't have Comcast. Yeah. I don't like Comcast. I'm just saying, stop telling me streaming's easier. It's not. It's a lie.
We got to reconnect the cord.
It's the biggest lie since
reconnect the cord.
Jonah and the Ark. It didn't rain that much. The Ark wouldn't float. Too many animals. Methane. Can't have that much animal shit in the bottom of a ship. You'll die. It's a lie. Jonah and the whale is real, though.
That's one of my favorite Bible stories, by the way. Like the Noah's Ark thing, because like just all of the different theories about, like, you know, accidentally bringing two male lions, or, you know, like all of the species that were on there that died off because somebody fucked up, like somebody herded the wrong animal,
or like you said, the lion just went around and ate everything.
Literally ate everything.
No, but to stick on tangent here, what's even more ridiculous than all this streaming stuff is the, you know, MLB does it and now NFL does it, is the one-off games where you have to get another service to watch that one game that week. That's what pisses me off more than this, because like you said, if you get streaming, it's the same as Comcast, just it's a different medium of it, right? It's the same thing, you know, you watch Fox and all that, but it's like, oh, Thursday night football, you have to get Prime now to watch it. Oh, whatever that random like game or two a week they do for the MLB, you have to get Apple Plus. That's the biggest bullshit thing of it all right there, is that.
I'm curious about Prime, because I think more people have Prime accounts than any other streaming service, just because they order things online all the time. Like you, it's $60 a year or whatever. Like you pay that, like to save money on having shit shipped to you. So everybody has a Prime Video account, you know?
Yeah, but fuck Bezos to where, you know, right before the pandemic, it was, all right, you had that Prime account. You got an extra day shipping, right? It came an extra day early if you had that Prime. And then you also got, you know, Amazon Prime Video streaming services. And now, you know, the Prime account means nothing, because shipping takes equally as long as it did without it before. And now he runs ads on fucking Prime. It's bullshit. It's absolute bullshit.
I don't
mind
ads. I like ads.
I don't mind ads if it's just at the beginning before it starts.
This is full circle.
It wakes me up.
It's
it wakes
full circle.
Me up.
He's back. He's back. He's full Xfinity, baby. He's full Xfinity.
Give me commercials. Give me commercials.
I'm just saying. I don't mind them.
Actually, I don't really mind the Amazon ones either, because it's like two at the start of the thing, and then they don't show anymore.
YouTube ads. Kill me. Those
the
are
worst.
Egregious.
They're the worst. I pay for premium just because, like, they are the worst. Like
I have, that has been an intrusive thought of mine lately, is to pay for the premium because it's like
it's worth it.
Welch's grape commercial. I got to watch 20 seconds. Yeah. Click it. Uh-huh. Fruit by the Foot. 45 seconds. Okay, I'm done. And then it's like Explore Oregon. Oh, I can't get 2 minutes. I got to watch.
Yep.
Three commercials. Yep. I got to watch this.
Yeah, no, and you're and we're about to hit the political season, and it's gonna it's gonna get way worse. So if you're gonna do it, if you're gonna do it, do it now.
You've been about to hit it.
No, I mean the political ad season is what I'm saying. Like they hit it really hard on YouTube. Yeah. So yeah, now is the time if you're gonna do it.
I know King has probably been there with me where it's like, you know, you click on a video you want to watch, an ad pops up that doesn't let you skip in 5 seconds. Instantly click a different random video and then
bail
to try to get that. I will go through that instead of watching a 30-second ad. I will keep going back till I get the 5-second ad.
Yeah, I try and game it too. Yeah, it's a fun little game.
Yeah, I refuse to watch a full ad.
And like all the time it takes doing that ends up being 30 seconds.
Yeah, I don't care. I refuse.
I feel better doing it that way.
Yeah, yep, I'm exactly. Staying active, you know? Like,
I'm not watching that Levi Strauss commercial. Nope. I don't even wear denim anymore.
Nope.
Denim's
for
fucking
old.
I do. I got to support the team, man. I got to support the Niners. Like, go Levi's.
Yeah, the Bugle Boy Stadium. Yeah. I get it.
Okay, let's welcome to the podcast. We're like a half an hour in. That was pretty good, right? Oh, Alex boy. King Ski. Twitter handles are on the picture. You can find those. Join our Discord that we mentioned, Sports Brewery, if you want to find that. We are on Twitch every Thursday. I think Wednesday next week. So every Thursday, generally, around 7:30, twitch.tv/ABRAWG87. Find it, hit the follow button. You will get notifications when we go live. Check it out. We're also on YouTube. I post the streams on there if you miss them. Check them out there. Movie.
You watch our videos on YouTube, skip the ads.
Skip the ads, baby. Get that premium. Wait a minute.
I wonder.
Yeah. Hey, hold up. No, watch the Cafe Yum ad.
Yeah.
Please.
Well, here's the question. I wonder.
The pine nuts are the secret. A little info.
So those are fucking expensive, by the way. Fuck. Like anybody, any other basil growers out here? Anybody out here making pesto like I am? Fuck pine nuts. God damn. Like $10 a bag. Get out of here with that. Hunter Biden's America.
Terrible.
Movie. We have a movie podcast every Sunday. The movie this week is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. It is on Paramount. So if you want to watch it, that's where you can find it. And you can listen to us talk about it on Sunday. This might be one. It might just be better to just listen to us talk about it.
Or you could drive to Bend and go to Blockbuster.
Yeah.
The last Blockbuster and get a VHS of this.
Yeah.
Because oh my god.
Yeah.
2003 movies, very dusty. Very dusty. That was from like a different time. I was watching it after like 10 minutes, I was like, this movie looks like the fog. Like when you watch those 9/11 movies where it's from or like, you know, like first person accounts from like a mile away.
Yep.
Where there's just like a film and a fog. That's what that movie looked like.
It was a fuzzy
even
movie.
Matthew McConaughey's rippling abs in the beginning was just a little fuzzy because 2003.
There was like several fan service moments with McConaughey's abs in that movie. It was, I mean, you know what? It was great.
Toxic femininity.
I don't know. Yes, exactly. Why are we making men take off their clothes in all of these movies,
yeah,
guys?
It's like, disgusting. How about women respect us for what we are?
Perverts, you know?
Smart, intellectual people who eat rocks, bang our heads on the weekends because football.
Oh. Hey, man.
Matthew
McConaughey is way more than just his wonderful, wonderful, glistening abdominal muscles. Yeah, we are doing this podcast, as I said, on Thursday night, live on Twitch. Right now, as we're doing it, Colorado is playing North Dakota State. North Dakota State just scored a touchdown, missed the two-point conversion, so Colorado's up 31-26 with like 2 minutes left. So let's talk about this game,
Can I just...
Or unless you got something first, yeah.
No, about this game. So...
Okay.
North Dakota State is ranked number 2 in the FCS, right?
They are. I think they lost 4 games last year, it was.
But Oregon is playing Idaho, who apparently is like number 7 or number 8 in the FCS. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay. We all realize this. Different programs, different expectations, different benchmarks.
Programs, yeah.
If with 2 minutes left, if Oregon is up by 5 or 6 at home against them, or
fire Dan Lanning.
let's change it from 2 to 8, you know, North Dakota State, Idaho. So there's a little gap there. Instead of 6, they're up by 10 with 2 minutes left. Fire Dan Lanning.
Yes.
If they're up by less than 20, if they're up not by more than 20, fire Dan Lanning.
And I know because I watched this game before we tuned on. Mark Jones is doing what Mark Jones did all last year during Colorado games. I know he's kind of an outlier, but this would not I would not get much confidence from watching this if I was a real Colorado fan.
They were losing at halftime. If the Ducks were losing at halftime to an FCS school now, I don't want to know the collective just shitstorm that would hit the internet.
I know there's not a tarmac for home games, but fire Dan Lanning on the tarmac. Find a tarmac, drive him there, fire him on it. Never should you be trailing at home to an FCS team at halftime. Never.
Yeah, and like
ever. To your point, King, like real quick, because they, like, North Dakota State came out hot in the first quarter. Like, they, like, Travis Hunter caught a touchdown pass, which Travis Hunter's really good at football. Like, we know this.
Yeah.
At wide receiver. Maybe not corner. But North Dakota State was balling with them the entire first half. And, like, teams are going to try hard. And they usually try the hardest earlier in the game. So we know this, like, Oregon struggles against bad teams in the first quarter sometimes. Eventually, they figure it out and win by 30. Colorado has not done that today. So I think watching this game, I've learned a couple of things. Shedeur Sanders, good at throwing the football. Travis Hunter, good at catching the football and running with the football. Their wide receivers, very fast. Their offensive line, pure garbage. Their running game, non-existent. Their defense, still not good. So they're going to go against some, like, actual teams at some point soon, and it's not going to be good because Colorado, other than those few things, are not very good.
But you wouldn't realize this if you were listening to the game. They would make it seem like they're playing Georgia right now, and they're up 3 scores the way they talk about Deion and this Buffs team.
Coach Prime, you mean? Like the fact that the fact that people call him Coach Prime and will not call him anything else, like, really rubs me the wrong way. Like,
it's
bad.
I mean, listen, we all understand the cult of personality.
It's a brand. I get it.
It in more important walks of life than college football coaching. But it's so corny to me that guys like Mark Jones, who calls Sacramento Kings games, he's their one of their announcers. And if you have, you know, league pass, he's not terrible. He's a little extra, but he's not like this. It's like, buddy, I understand. You had his poster on your wall when you were a kid, and maybe you got those turf shoes of his when you were a kid. I get it. But nothing he does, and some of the off the field stuff I don't even care about, but the way he coaches and his philosophy, it's not. He's zigging when everyone else zags. Well, it's because he's lazy.
Yeah. This is not innovative coaching at all.
The fact that people will defend him for not recruiting on the road ever is an insanity. Who's the best coach in college football coach right now? Kirby Smart?
Yeah.
Okay.
So Kirby Smart, Ryan Day. Well, Dabo's kind of weirdly in that boat.
Not Dabo anymore.
But you know what I mean? Like, those guys, if Kirby Smart was like, I'm not leaving campus to recruit anymore, people would destroy him. and he has two national titles because that's not a winning strategy. But no. Like I said, because we remember the NFC West and Andre Rison and Deion Sanders punching each other in the face. And it was fun. I get it. He's great. I'm not discrediting it. There's just a free pass extended. And some of that has been reined in. Like, the hype for tonight's game was not anything like the hype leading into their first five games last year. So it's died down a little bit. It's just an insanity when people aren't like, that's not how you recruit. You have to recruit high school guys. Like, the portal's cool, but you actually do have to get guys who will be there for 2, 3, 4, 5. You know what I mean? It's just,
that's how you get lines, like offensive and defensive lines, is you recruit.
Which he doesn't care about.
Yes, he doesn't. No.
And he's not Nick Saban to where he has the pedigree behind him to. Nick Saban didn't have to go out and recruit. The recruits come to him at that, you know, you win multiple national championships and put infinite guys in the NFL. Yeah, you can get away with. You got a 4-win coach here thinking he's, you know, acting like Nick Saban out there. Like I'm not going to these kids. They should come to me, kind of thing.
Just even like Deion's thing going, oh, those parents don't want to see my nice house because it's too nice for them. It's like, that's weird. And I'm like, also, are you aware of what other head coaches are paid?
Yeah.
You want to know what? Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, Dabo Swinney, Ryan Day, Dan Lanning, Kalen DeBoer, all these guys, Justin Wilcox, their houses are really fucking nice because they make 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 million dollars a year. Yeah. So Deion, I know you're rich, but all your peers are too. And most of them probably a little richer than you on a year-to-year basis now. I know he has Nike money. I know he's been famous for 30 years.
He's got a guy in his coaching staff that I guarantee is richer than him in Sapp. You know Sapp's house.
No, Sapp has gambling losses.
I think Sapp's got bad with his money.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. Maybe T.O. I don't know.
Well, I mean, the amount of Copenhagen he's bought might, you know, shrink his house down a little bit, but...
I'm saying. Yeah, it's funny you mentioned Wilcox, because even though Wilcox, like, lives in Berkeley, I think he's still probably the richest person in his neighborhood, which is saying a lot.
I don't know. Wilcox can't be getting paid that much, like, compared to...
He's probably, like, $4 million. Coaches. What do you think? $3 or $4 million, Wilcox?
Is that much?
Yeah, he's a D1
Justin
coach.
Wilcox salary.
Yeah, find out his like net worth
too. The season, Wilcox signed a new contract extension, keeping him at Cal through the 2027 season. This is from Wikipedia.
Helpful.
Thanks, Wikipedia.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How much does he make, asshole? See, these apps, they don't fucking work, man. See, I'm with you. All right, I'm reconnecting the cord. Forget this.
Are you back on board with me and King yet from our argument 2 weeks ago?
Wilcox makes, over the course of this new contract for 6 years, he makes an average of $4.75 million a year.
What I say, baby? Okay. That's a lot of money, even in Berkeley.
A lot of money.
Yep.
I'm just saying. What were you gonna say, Esky?
So you currently watching Colorado, Washington has yet to play. Are you back on Kings and I's side saying that Colorado is not vastly superior to UW?
No, UW is terrible. Like, again.
Are you watching this game?
UW does not have a quarterback or a wide receiver like Colorado does.
But they have a coach and a offensive line and some defense.
Do they? Do they have an offensive line? Because they're replacing all of the starters on it. So I don't know that they actually do.
Last year, so now you're shitting on him.
I know, God, this guy.
So and as I said in the Discord, they play in different conferences. Like Colorado is in a worse conference. They're going to win more games than Washington because Washington is going to play like good teams this year, and those good teams are going to kick the shit out of them. Big pass interference on North Dakota State. That's a first down. That's going to be the ball game.
I hate that rule.
I saw the guy had the head turn. That shouldn't have been pass interference.
Yeah.
And also, when Shador does that against D1 athletes, when he runs 20 yards backwards again, well, quite sacked. Work as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, what cracks me up about Shador, we need to move on from Colorado.
We do. Yes. We do. We need to move on to Utah because
it's going
to
be a top three pick. Going to be a top five pick. Okay, fine. He runs backwards like more than Caleb Williams did, and he's not fast or athletic like that, like Caleb Williams was. And Caleb Williams will still run into trouble if he runs 12 yards back because it's not...
Is Caleb Williams actually that athletic?
He's sneaky. I mean, Patrick Mahomes...
See, one of your...
Why is Colorado throwing the ball right now? Why is Colorado throwing the ball?
Because it's all they can do, and that's Deion.
Deion's kid is Coach Brown.
North Dakota State has one timeout. There's a minute and a half left, and it's first down. Why are you throwing it? Run the ball three times, and the game's over, you fucking idiot.
Deion is such a dumb shit. He's a dumb shit. He's a bad football coach.
Wow. Bad football coach. That is so dumb. That's crystal ball stuff. Oh, my God. I forgot what we were talking about.
Nah. We're moving on. Okay. Moving on.
Okay. Yeah. We need to talk about.
Are you doing lines and picks this week, by the way?
We are. Yeah.
I have picks.
Are we doing trivia?
No, I don't have trivia. I forgot about that. So my bad. Yeah. That's on me. Emi. Sorry. I can make up for it with like a double trivia next week. I know we all want to know about Idaho. That's my bad.
Well, I would have gotten steamrolled by King in Idaho trivia.
Yeah, so my grandpa played quarterback.
I had no chance, so might as well just chalk up a dub.
He set the passing record one for a year. He was the career leader with 400 yards in a career.
Big wing T offense back then.
He hit like two passes to a running back. Went big fly.
Love that. Yeah, we got to talk about Cam Rising before we do lines, because Cam Rising has had five touchdown passes at halftime for Utah.
I love how Utah playing? Just Southern Utah.
Southern Utah, yeah.
Yep.
I love how Utah rotates. They play Southern Utah, like Snow College of Utah, and then they'll play some actual good team. But they have like a rotation that's just perfect.
I love directional Utah schools, that's for sure.
How can you not?
But see, Colorado, that is what you're supposed to do against shitty teams at home. You drop 35 on them in like a quarter and change.
Yeah. And then your backups play the entire second half. That's what's supposed to happen. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do we even want to like bring
They're
up
throwing
any kind
it
of...
again?
Yeah. Do we want to talk about the Duck game? Is it even worth
what's,
talking
what's,
about?
Well, yeah, like what's to talk about?
Here, I'll give you three things. Who do you want to see on offense? What do you want to see on defense? And give me a backup that you want to see. So I'll say who I want to see on offense, Dylan Gabriel, because if they're going to do what they haven't done, he's got to be really, really good, because Oregon's not going to have like a top five defense. And what I want to see on defense as just a general construct, I just want to see how sticky the defensive backs are. And I know it's Idaho. It's not going to tell you everything. And then who I want to see as a backup, I know this is a bad answer probably and not helpful for this year, but Dante Moore. I just want to see if he is what he was supposed
to
be.
He could get some. What's the new rule on the amount you can play that can't, you could still keep a redshirt? Is it five quarters?
I think it's like five games. It's a lot now.
Yeah.
I thought they moved it to straight game or straight quarters, not like, oh, you came in the game once for a series that count.
Yeah.
I thought it was like a total
unless we missed something. It was like four games. That's what I remember it being. So it's very possible we missed an update to that rule, but so fourth and three, 38 seconds left. Somehow Colorado didn't run out the clock. Like, that is incredible.
Mario Cristobal school of clock management here.
Incredible.
But all right, to King's question, personally, I want to see the most. I want to see Evan Stewart. I just want to I want to see a big receiver, see what he looks like. A backup, if you call him a backup, I want to see how Whittington looks, because he's probably the backup now, right?
Yeah,
he is. Yeah, coming off the ACL, right? Or was it a meniscus?
ACL.
Yeah. Okay.
ACL.
Yeah.
And what was the third question to it?
Just kind of on defense, like some general thing you want to see.
Wait, so it was offense, defense, and then what?
So story backup. You want to see, backup you want to see, and just a general thing on defense, whether that's pressure from rushing three or...
I want to see getting pressure on the quarterback. I want to see Matty U and Birch. I want to see all those guys on the D-line and ends getting pressure. Because if they don't against, I mean, this is a great litmus test. They should dominate. So that's what I want to see.
I want to see Jordan James. Because if he's going to step in and be the starter, be the number one guy, which I don't know that that's actually going to happen. I imagine they're going to rotate both of them like quite a bit. But if he's going to step in and be the number one guy, I'd like to see him get like a $150 against Idaho. You know, I want to see him run hard. I want to see him be really difficult to tackle. And he should be able to do that against Idaho, one would think. That's what I want to see. By the way, I really want to see Evan Stewart like get the ball.
Yeah,
like that's badly. The only reason I didn't say him is because you did. But like because I think we're being affected by the video game because we've all played with the Ducks and we know how fucking fast he is on that.
He's fast as hell.
So
he's big. I'm seeing more as the size. I want to see him. God. Just throw balls up to him in the end zone. That's what I want to
see. Like a combination of Tez and Stewart, just their speed, I really, really badly want to see. Like, and then, what was it? The backups, right?
Yeah, a backup, yeah.
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I do want to see more. I'm sort of stealing your pick on that, like, because I think, as we know, Oregon always needs a backup quarterback at some point every season. And we think, you know, he's like a 5-star recruit. So we think he's going to be really good, maybe. Oh, that's helmet to helmet. Oh, that's a big one if they call it. Let's see that review. No. All right, 9 seconds left. So we think Dante Moore is going to be really good, but we'll see. I don't know.
Jury is out.
We'll see. Yeah. I would like to see him come in, complete like 10 to 12 passes for like 90 yards and maybe a touchdown. That's what I'd like to see. And then
you guys want to see thirds? You guys want to see Moga or Novosad like at all? Really? Even?
No, I mean, I'm good.
Moga's not. I don't think Moga's.
I'd rather see Moga than Novosad.
Well, John Canzano says Novosad throws the best ball. Just saying.
I feel like Moga is going to find himself in a different position in the future. So
yes, I think so too.
Yeah,
he's like better than Novosad, I think.
But Novosad's not going to see the field ever either. So neither of them are going to see the field at quarterback. So
prayers up. Yeah. All right, Hail Mary. Let's go. Holy shit, he caught it. Oh. I'm probably like ahead of you guys, huh?
Yeah, he just threw it in the air.
North Dakota State caught the Hail Mary at the 5-yard line. Oh man,
brutal!
If that was Novosad at quarterback, there he's getting that ball to the end zone.
That ball's out of the end zone. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Too much arm. Defense. I don't want to see Idaho throw the ball at all. I want to see under 100 passing yards by Idaho. There's no reason that they should be able to throw the ball whatsoever. I take that back. As I'm thinking about the defense, I want to see the linebackers more because we know Bassa. We don't know anybody else. Like
who? I guess they don't release depth.
Yeah, well,
charts,
it's like
right?
Purchase is supposed to play. God, who's the other guy? I'm blanking on his name. He's like number 4. What's that dude's name? King, do you remember?
Who?
Like the other...
Jacobs.
Justin Jacobs. Thank you.
Justin Jacobs.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like, we don't know anything about Justin Jacobs or Blake Purchase.
Betcher was starting at the end of the year, wasn't he? So
he was fighting, as you would know, if you watch the YouTube movies that Oregon puts out, you would know he's battling for a starting position. Yeah.
And then isn't there a 5-star freshman linebacker too? Or is that coming in next year?
The fast guy? Yeah. We should probably know more about Oregon's roster.
This is why you play Idaho week one.
Yeah.
So you could get to know all the backups and stuff.
That should be our answer right there, is we don't know anything about this team other than what we've seen in the video game. We'll find out. That's what we want to learn against Idaho.
You guys out there, you're going to listen to another podcast and they're going to say, you want to know what? I've been hearing really positive things about Devin Jackson. Second year sophomore. Inside linebacker ran a 4.24. It's like, no, you didn't. Like,
yeah, bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you're making that
they
up.
They say he's fast, but okay. Regale me in his how he's stopping the run on the inside gap. Like, okay.
Yeah.
Pulling guards?
Like, oh, yeah.
Do tell me more from your practice reports. Uh huh. Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we all watch the same YouTube videos you do. You're not allowed to watch practices either. So
I will say going into the year, I am scared about the offensive line. Because if Bedford
is an unknown kind of
Bedford, who we haven't seen, we just know he's supposedly a good transfer, is just now starting to practice.
Yep.
After being hurt. And that I'm blanking on the guy's name. Polynesian guy, Uli.
He's like the starting left tackle or something, right? Nope.
Center. Yeah, but he's not. Center? He's not playing. Dave or something. I don't know his name.
I know who you're talking
about. He's not playing, and so we got to walk on starting. That could be a thing. Yeah. That could derail them real quick. I mean, not against Idaho, but they get a couple more injuries, and those guys don't come back quick.
Yeah.
Good luck on October 12th.
Yep.
Guess the shit. I also want to see Sappington kick. I want to see a kicker.
Apparently
that
he's been terrible.
Has he? I have. Well, your insiders are telling you he's.
No, Rob Mosley says he's terrible.
Oh no.
If Mosley is saying he says something negative. Oh god.
Consistent day kicking. You know it was just atrocious.
Is he like a mole? Is he like Oregon State mole? Like
Sappington?
Yeah.
His stats from like 40 were not bad.
Yeah.
But apparently every practice report is like, well, another inconsistent game from the kickers.
Well, I thought he was, I mean, this is all just hearsay. I thought it was like an actual kicking battle too, going into like camp. Wasn't that like Boyle? Isn't he the other
punter? Is Boyle still around?
I think so.
He was a punter, right? You're talking about a punter battle, I think.
No, I think the punter is that Australian kid that booms it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he ain't losing his job. That guy is a stud.
I'm pretty sure Boyle was a punter.
I thought he was a kicker now, too, but I don't know.
Yeah. That's the big question going into this season. How do you replace Cam Lewis? I mean...
there's the big question, right?
I mean,
why is no one talking about this?
Bo Nix, Oregon will be fine. Cam Lewis, Cash Cam, how are you going to replace that production? Leading scorer in Oregon program history, you guys. How are you going to replace that kind of production? You don't. That's the question.
Can't.
That's the answer. Yeah. All right, we should do lines. We're going to run out of time.
There's a shit ton of games, so yeah.
I'm really glad I didn't do trivia, because we'd be going for like 3 hours tonight. All right.
So
King,
this is
we need an introduction.
Yeah, intro song.
So
lines everywhere. Lines. Colorado stinks. Dion's doing lines. That's why I lost a toe. Please start the lines.
Lines.
All right. So we have 15 games here to pick.
Well, hang on.
That's with.
Hang on.
15.
I think we should do a quick recap of how last season went.
King or I won, if I remember right.
Well,
I'm pretty sure.
Hang on.
Pretty sure.
I got this. I mean, hang on.
Pretty sure.
Well, actually,
he's telling me that I won.
I think you'll find if you look at the data that
Photoshopped.
I got Booble actually sent me, Booble actually sent me this earlier today as like a refresher. I was like, oh, thanks. I totally wouldn't have thought of that.
This guy's getting his numbers from fucking Rasmussen over here. Just extremely skewed. The biggest, most skewed numbers I've ever seen here.
Fucking reading his OAN numbers over here. Like, what's going on, look, man?
Numbers are telling me I'm crushing. You guys have no chance. I'm crushing.
Winning by a lot.
Nobody knows more about picking games than me. I'll just read the final.
I had a Delaware State against Hawaii. No one had it against the Rainbow Warriors. I was a Hornet all the way.
Look, I'm not saying.
I'm just saying.
If anybody needs to know anything about Idaho, you come to me. I'll just read the final tally from. I don't need to read the star pick scores or anything like that. 84. Oh, that was me. King had 73, Ski had 68. So, you know, I mean, I think I was a winner.
Seems like you were, you know, it's a little Enron accounting, but that's fine.
Cooking the books. So, by the way, like, listener, if you're new to us picking games, which I don't know how that's possible, but Ski gives us the line that he was able to find for said game. We pick the winner, and then out of all of the games he gives us, we have a star pick, which gives us an extra point if we get it right. So that's it.
Okay, so we'll start off first game. Like I said, there's three games today, so we saved us three spots. But first game, we got FAU against Sparty. Sparty home 13.5 points against FAU.
Give me Aiden Childs, Jonathan Smith, and the Spartans.
Yeah, they're going to come out and put on like a show, I think. They're going to make a point because everything's new, I think. I have Sparty as well. Yes. That's
You know what?
Right off the bat, star pick.
Star picking right away? Look at this fucking guy.
I'm very confident in that.
All right, now next game we got one of King's favorite schools. We got a directional Michigan school playing Wisconsin. Wisconsin's 23.5 point favorites against Western Michigan.
Give me Wisconsin. Get the Mac out of my fucking life. Yeah. No one gives a shit about the Broncos.
If it was the Chippies, I might take the chip.
I don't like the Chippies either.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or the Eagles of Eastern.
Yeah. I'm taking Whiskey as well.
Is anyone writing these down?
Yeah, I am writing them down. Okay. I have them all. All the games right there for you.
I'm writing mine down.
I believe him.
I write mine down because I like to keep track and keep this guy honest. Yeah.
Hey, I just got this from Booble today.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, you want me to bust out like my old notebook? That's not happening. It was in the fireplace. Yeah.
Are you on Wisconsin too,
this
Braga?
This is weird picking Big Ten games. Like, this is weird.
Get used to it.
Yeah, I know. I'm really glad we didn't have to pick Rutgers because I would have been depressed. Like
fighting Shiano's. God, what a dog fight they were in at halftime.
Yeah, they ended up winning by 40.
Yeah.
Wisconsin. I actually think like they'll probably win by 21 or something like that, but I'm still picking them.
That seems like a very Wisconsin thing to do. All right, next game we got UConn. They're playing Maryland. Maryland, 20.5 point favorites.
You want to know what? Maryland. I was trying to make a case for Jim Mora Jr. and his Huskies to go in there, and I just couldn't do it.
Coward!
I'm going to do it. After UConn, they... you know, surprised people last year. You know, I think they were winless 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They won some games last year. I think the trend's going up. Give me UConn with the cover.
Do you guys know that UConn plays like 40 miles away from their campus?
I did not know that.
It's just in like the middle of nowhere. If you Google UConn's football stadium, it's even more desolate than the Patriots one in Foxborough. Yeah.
You gotta take a fucking train to get to fucking Foxborough.
Middle of fucking trees. It's sad.
That's the Ducks playing in Corvallis. Like
pretty much.
That's crazy. I also have Maryland. Yeah. Give me Maryland.
All right.
Not confident about any of these teams so far.
Here's one of the. This one's an actual. I'm not sure how good of a matchup. We got Penn State. They're 8.5-point favorites against West Virginia.
Penn State, lock it up. Star pick. Drew Aller, James Franklin. All they do is beat mediocre teams by just 0.5.
Right. This has got Penn State winning by 10 for the 0.5 for all day. So give me Penn State.
Same. By the way, I play. I'm in a CFB 25 dynasty with some buddies, and I use Penn State in it. And their running game is very, very good. They have two very, very good running backs. So might be something to think about moving forward. Quarterback, super duper average. But
this guy's got a big advantage over me, especially where I'm not playing NCAA a bunch to know. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have no idea. I just assume Penn State's got a decent running game as usual. So
do you even research, bro? Figure it out. God.
You know, I'll give you this research. Illinois State, they're at Iowa. 22.5 points.
Iowa's my sneaky college football playoff team, but you want to know what? Illinois State covers.
Look at this.
Iowa wins. Illinois State covers.
We're Vegas.
Are they the Cardinals?
Yes, pretty sure they're Cardinals. Yeah.
Vegas is saying that Iowa's going to score at least 22.5 points. Like what? What in the history of Iowa is making Vegas think that?
You just got to think back to 2001, Brad Banks.
Yeah, that's my problem. I'm not thinking back to 2001 Iowa. Yeah, that's it.
I think he finished like third in the Heisman.
They got a violation for their quarterback. He's got to be good, right?
Yeah, no, it's Cade McNamara.
Yeah, it's got to be good, right?
Not good.
Yes, we get. They cheated.
Give me Iowa. They're winning 24-0 with two defensive touchdowns and a short field touchdown too.
That's a good. That's a good point. Like the defensive touchdown. That's a real Ski. You've convinced me. I'm going Iowa too.
Still going with my Redbirds.
Well, if they score a touchdown, I think you might have it locked up. King is
all we got to do.
Baby,
give me one.
All right.
Score one touchdown all day long, Illinois State singing that song.
I wish I might want to go look and see what Illinois State's team total is. It might be under a touchdown. I'm going to do that after I finish the lines. But
hey, Ski, are we going to get a cease and desist for that song King just sang?
That's
like a professional song.
They are the Redbirds. They are the Redbirds.
Yeah. Redbirds, yeah.
In the Cardinals, they are the Redbirds. So rock and roll kind of works.
Next game, we got Indiana State. They're playing Purdue. Purdue's 33.5-point favorites.
You want to know what? Boiler up. I believe in Ryan Walters. I believe in Ryan Jacobs. I believe in Jalen Jelks. I believe in Kristen McLemore. Go Boilers. Those are all names.
I believe in Harvey Dent. Yeah.
I'm with you also, King, because I just think this is – the game Purdue always crushes a shitty team and gives them that false sense of hope early that they're actually decent, but they're not.
Boiler up. Is that a train? I don't know. Did I just make a train sound? I don't know.
All right. We got to run through some of these because these other games, some of these games are bad. UTEP.
Wait, whoa. Some of these games are bad, as if these ones you didn't just read are also bad.
Those are great games.
Okay.
Those sound great.
All right.
Nebraska's 27.5-point favorites against UTEP.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting corny. Give me Nebraska.
I got UTEP. UTEP with the cover. It's going to be it's going to be like 24.
Nebraska's back now, right?
Allegedly.
Yeah, they got a quarterback who cosplays as Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, they're back. Give me Nebraska. They're back. Yeah.
Bill Brasky.
All right, another fantastic game. We got FIU. They're going to Indiana. Indiana, 21.5 points.
Indiana, FIU is a fucking abomination. Even though they just sold their naming rights to the stadium, it's going to be called Pitbull Stadium. Dale, Mr. Worldwide.
Yeah,
Mr. Worldwide, obviously. So FIU versus FAU, like, we've picked both of them. What's the difference?
Florida, one's a Panther and one's an Owl.
Florida Atlantic, yeah. Florida International.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One's in Boca Raton and one's in, like, Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. But they both let you think they were in Miami.
Oh, you know, that's the key, is they all think they're in Miami.
That makes sense. Indiana.
Yep. I'm there with you as well. All right. Next, big game. We got Miami of Ohio against Northwestern. Northwestern, a 2.5-point favorite against Miami of Ohio.
There are going to be 15,000 people strong at that lacrosse field on Lake Michigan in the temporary bleachers for Northwestern. And brother, you don't beat that. Give me the Wildcats. Give me the Wildcats.
You don't walk into a makeshift stadium with stands there rolled in the day before on a field they laid down a month before and just think you're going to take down the Wildcats of Northwestern. Yep. No siree. 2.5 is a wild number against Miami of Ohio, dude. Like,
yep.
I feel like that makes me want to go Miami of Ohio, so I'm going to do it.
All right. Yep. Ooh. So I'm taking Miami of Ohio as well because it's not cold. It's not cold there yet. It's still good, warm temperature. They don't get that, like, field goal to a touchdown advantage with it being, you know, sub-freezing coming off the water there.
Yeah.
So give me Wally Szczerbiak in Miami of Ohio for the win.
Yeah.
Next game we got it's the Battle of LeBron here. We got Akron. They're playing Ohio State. Ohio State, 48.5-point favorites.
Anybody else surprised there's a line for this?
Like, there's a line for everything.
And Akron's a MAC team, so they are FBS. OHIO. Give me the Buckeyes. Will Howard. This is a game that Will Howard will look great in because he'll run it up the middle like 10 times for 100 yards and 3 touchdowns.
So this is close. I saw a stat of, it's just under the benchmark, though, but it was teams that are 50 points or higher favorites are only 4-12 in covering those in the last, like, 2 years. So.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? I was going to say, because, like, we're going to have to face this when we pick the Oregon game, too. It's like Oregon's going to be, like, a 50-point favorite, but teams don't really run it up that, like, we don't see Oregon and New Mexico 72-0 games, you know?
I mean,
like,
I think Oregon did score 77 on Portland State last year.
Yeah, that's true. Like, they don't even have to try hard.
Well, like, you're seeing it in, like, in Utah right now. They're up 42-0 in, like, the tail end of the third. Yeah. They might not score another touchdown now. Yeah. So it's
That's what I'm saying. I know.
I'm taking Ohio State. Because Ohio State's probably going to score 50 in the first half and then just rest on their laurels the entire second half.
I'm going Akron with the points. I think it's going to be like 42 or something, you know? Like, the backups are going to give up a late touchdown to give us a bad beat.
This guy just loves the MAC. We know it.
Well, witness. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
All right. Another interesting one. Yeah, Fresno State. They're playing Michigan. Michigan, 21.5 points.
Michigan.
I'm going to say
Michigan.
I'm Michigan because Fresno State's defense was bad last year, and Jeff Tedford had to step down for health-related reasons like 2.5 months ago.
Yeah, this is like a big time, like, coming out to start the season statement situation that Michigan's in, you know, like winning the national title, having the shit with Harbaugh happen, like, people saying it's, like, not legitimate, all this stuff, and they're gonna come out and fucking light up Fresno.
This
is gonna be like a 50-point win, I think.
I mean, I don't think Michigan is very good, but like you said, new coach, first game after the title. At home, you're gonna try to run it up and look like you're repeating kind of thing. You know, that's what they're gonna try to do. So
I think if they don't, like, actual concerns about Michigan, you know, that they lose like three or four games this year.
And I, like I said, I don't think they're that good. So yeah, it's would be. All right. This is the battle of you guys here. We got UCLA, Kings Bruins, 13.5 point favorites against Braga's Bows.
Bruins, baby. Eight clap.
I can't believe you're putting me in this position. Hawaii, I have to. I have to. It's Never this Hawaii. Yeah.
Who is playing for UCLA? Like, who's their quarterback? Do they have any running backs?
Is it Ethan Garbers? Is Garbers still
there?
No way.
I feel like Ethan Garbers might still be there.
Isn't he Cal's quarterback?
I know that he was Washington's quarterback.
Let's see it.
We all Google Ethan Garbers.
Yeah,
they got Henry Hasselbeck, an incoming freshman. Yeah, Ethan Garbers, senior, lock up UCLA for this cover.
I know. But I got to go with you got to go with your heart sometimes, man. You know. Yeah.
And I'm just going to pencil this team in for you here, Brogdon. We got Weber State. They're 25.5 point underdogs against UW. So, I mean, you said UW's the worst team ever.
Yes.
So Weber State usually covers, right?
Correct. Yep.
Yeah.
Right. Weber State.
I'm taking UW because...
UW. Yeah, UW.
Because it's Weber State.
I know.
UW's not going to be good, but it's Weber State.
I know.
All right. And then pretty much the lone good game in the conference week one. We got LSU 4.5 point favorites against USC.
LSU.
That is such a low line. Like LSU. Yeah. LSU by like 3 scores, man.
I don't even know what you make of this. You know, the top 2 picks in the draft are the quarterbacks from each of these teams. I don't know who's on playing quarterback for these teams. Is Jackson Hart still there somehow?
It's Doug Nussmeier or Doug Nussmeier's kid. Uh-huh. It's a Nussmeier versus Miller Moss for USC.
Oh, Miller Moss is still there. Yeah. Give me SC then.
Miller Moss. He's a big Miller Moss guy.
He has some experience, right?
Nussmeier's. I feel like Nussmeier backed up Joe Burrow. He's been around for a long time.
Garrett Nussmeier is his
Garrett.
Name.
Oh, of course, he's a Garrett.
I don't trust a quarterback named Garrett.
Garrett.
He was
Garrett.
Back there with Coach Joe. Oh, Garrett, doing good today. Oh, practice.
Garrett Nussmeier just signed a huge NIL deal with Powerade. If you needed to know that.
What was the last time you guys drank a Powerade?
Actually, I hate to say this. I buy Powerade because at a certain store in town, I just like the grape, and it's like 68 cents, where the Gatorade grape is like $1.84.
Yeah.
But other than the grape, I haven't had any Powerade in like...
That's just fiscally responsible right there. That's all that is.
Yeah. So you can't not take advantage of the deal.
I like it more, and it's $1.20 cheaper. I'll take the ridicule.
Powerade signed a deal with USC wide receiver Zachariah Branch. So we got competing
battle Powerade here.
Yeah, competing Powerade matchup.
God, they're damn near giving you that Powerade away for free.
They are
with the 10 cent deposit back. I mean, shit.
Yeah.
All right,
rubbing a couple dimes together.
It's like eating celery, right? Like you actually lose calories.
It looks like. All right, Ducks are 43.5 point favorites against
Ducks.
Yeah,
Oregon. Sharpie.
Yeah, big time. Was that your star pick?
That is my star pick. Because Idaho is not going to score. And
they
like
better said,
if,
not.
If Dante Moore comes in the game in the second half, they're gonna want to see him throw the ball some, so they'll still try to score at least into the third quarter. So,
what was your star pick, King?
Kings was Penn State.
Penn State.
Penn State. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right. So that's lines.
All right. We did it.
Lines.
Lines.
God, we're gonna have to, figure out the timing on this. It's gonna take 25 minutes to lift off 18 fucking games.
We need to do
Well, once the preseason or the non-conference ends, it gets more condensed. But the next 2 or 3 weeks, we'll need to rifle them off quicker.
We gotta stop talking about Colorado for a half an hour. That's what needs to.
It was on TV,
Yeah, I know.
We're topical, man. We're topical.
We're nothing if not topical. All right, let's do our list. The list this week comes from our Discord. Give me 1 second, and I'll figure out who it comes from. Fender. The list comes from Fender in our Discord, and it is the top three biggest tourist traps in the state of Oregon. So the top three things that people who come to Oregon are told, yes, you have to go do this thing, but they actually suck and are not fun and generally a waste of money. Top three tourist traps in Oregon.
I'll start because I think my first one here, a little controversial here. My number three is Pree's Rock. Who wants to go see a rock where a guy was wasted and high on drugs? It's not even like a rock. It's just like a wall. A rock wall is all it is.
Did Ski just like steal my take? Like, is that what just happened? Yeah, like,
this is your classic take. And
this is my take. Hang on.
No.
No, I totally
you swayed
agree.
Me. You swayed me.
You know what, dude? It's not on my list, but like I couldn't agree more. Like, it is the weirdest obsession that I think people have in this area is that rock. Like, he literally died drunk driving at that spot. Like, it's, I know people put up like little like monument things when people die in car accidents on the road and stuff like that. But the fact that it's like, I don't know, it's weird. It's just weird.
And can we bring this up? I mean, it's sacrilegious to say as, Eugenians / Oregon fans, pretty great in college, right? He was a bust on the Olympic level. It's not like he was
Olympics, Pray.
Yeah.
Dude on the international scene, Steve.
Beat the Europe.
Dude in October. Dude in
June. Come on, Pre. Yeah, it's not like he was like an Olympic champion either. It's like,
Aaron Judge, you're great in the regular season.
Yep.
You stink when it counts. There's a medal on the line. You ain't good, Pre.
This is we're doing Method Man and How High.
Miller.
We're doing Method Man and How High. Get him.
Yes. He's Tracy McGrady. He's Steve Prefontaine. You McGrady ass. Get in the Hall of Fame for shit you did in October. Do it in June. Do it in the summer. Do it internationally. Do it in Tokyo. Do it. Stop the assassination, Steve. Why didn't you do it, loser? Looter.
Didn't he get hurt by the boycott at Olympics or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was
whatever.
Why are we letting facts get in the way?
Cross the line, Steve. Be a scab, Steve.
Yeah, honestly, figure it out.
Be an independent runner on the Olympic stage like all those Russians.
Yeah.
Exactly that. By the way, he would be locked up. like communism.
I mean,
they already thought
he was a commie with his long hair and his mustache.
Totally. He would actually be put in jail, I think. He would be put in one of those camps that the U.S. government put together during World War II. And like, oh, did you know that we did that? Oh, okay.
Don't look that up.
Don't look it up. My number three is the Oregon Coast Aquarium. That place, I went there last year with the 12-year-old, and they were doing construction on it, to be fair. And so a lot of it was closed. It is mostly boring. Like, at least the Oregon Zoo is like big and there's a whole bunch of different areas. Like, the Oregon Coast Aquarium is small. It doesn't really have a lot to look at and it's expensive. Well, and
here's something
all you're told, like when you go to Newport, it's like, oh, you got to go to the aquarium. Like, you got to take your kid to the aquarium. And it's like, you go to the aquarium for a couple hours, you buy an overpriced stuffed animal when you leave, and you're like, oh, all right, I've seen that now.
Fish are boring.
Fish are 1,000% boring.
Yeah.
Period.
Someone tell me a fish is fascinating to them. Ooh, a shark. Ooh, look at that shark. It's just plodding along in the water, not doing shit.
If you throw some food in front of it, that'd be fun to watch.
Yeah, but they don't do
piranhas.
Like
piranhas are fun. Fascinating. Yeah,
just don't throw the newt in with them, right?
Yeah, don't throw the newt in with a piranha and you're okay. Yeah. Listen to our Jaws podcast for that story. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's your three, King?
My number three, it's a food place, and it's more of a construct. It's the hipster taco joint, Taco Vor.
Ooh.
I like it.
Yeah.
But it's like, there's a, 4K No is the one up in Portland. Like, you got to go to 4K No. You got to go to Taco Vor if you're in the South Valley. Yeah, they're just hipster tacos. I like them both.
Yeah, they're
hipster
fine.
Tacos.
Yeah. No, they're fine.
Oh, it's wrapped in a plantain. Yeah. How interesting.
Yeah.
Which exciting. Which is less overwhelming? Taco Vor or Voodoo Donuts?
Voodoo donuts sucks. Like, Voodoo actually is bad. Like,
oh, look, there's Captain Crunch on a clitoris. How cute. Oh, fun. Eat that. Oh, can you find it? Now that's the joke.
Yeah, like, bacon on a maple bar. Like, okay. Like,
that was so 2004, man.
Like, the stuff they put on the donuts, too, like the cookies and the cereal and stuff, is so dry and old and stale. Like, I don't get why people like it. It's weird.
Here's my problem with Voodoo. It's a donut, right? So you need a good base and actually have a high-quality donut itself before you put all the shit on. It's a very average donut they offer you, so, yeah.
You go to, like, the donut place on Highway 99, that's a better donut. Yeah. It's a better donut. This is a really good segue into our listener number threes, because both Booble and WCP said Voodoo Donuts for their number three. So, it is wildly overrated. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. What's your two?
All right. My number two, you said the first part of it, and I'm going to say the Oregon coast, the beach. Going to the beach of the Oregon coast, not fun or exciting or anything good.
Yeah. But there's a difference, I think, between going to the beach and staying at the beach.
Yeah, it's a big distinction, yeah. But if you're a tourist, you're coming through the coast, like, oh, let's go check out the beach. Night. You stand out there. There's 80 mile an hour winds. You can't touch the water because it's 20 degrees. Yeah. Now, if you're just off the beach, you know, a trail that maybe overlooks the beach, that's fantastic. But I'm not touching the fucking sand on the Oregon coast.
I always feel bad for people who like visit the Oregon coast. By the way, it's not a beach. It's the Oregon coast because it's fucking cold and the water is freezing. I feel bad for people who come from like the middle of the country to the West Coast and they go to the Oregon coast, because what they are expecting in their head is a beach. They're expecting like California and sun and not fucking 30 mile an hour wind and like 40 degrees.
Even on that front, the California coast isn't really that welcoming.
Depends.
For swimmers until you get to like San Luis Obispo, like south, because you ain't swimming in Monterey Bay. Like, you ain't Santa Cruz. You walk in that water, you ain't swimming in it.
Yeah. No, it's Los Angeles and south.
Yeah, like, Long Beach down.
Nothing above is
no.
Yeah. See, now, if tourists just knew that you go to Oregon coast, don't actually go to the beach and just hang around, walk some trails, look over. You know, the cliff sides, that's fine, but don't touch the sand.
If you like the cold air in your face and mist, then that's what the Oregon coast is good for. Yeah. Again, Oregon coast, not beach. We don't have one
the
of those.
Shore.
We don't have one of those.
The shore.
Yeah, the shore. That's shore. That's East Coast, I think. I think that's, my number two is Powell's Books.
light reading.
Miss me with Powell's books, dude. Like,
it's so interesting.
It's a bookstore.
Wow. Hey. Nectar to sieve, and it's used. Yeah. I'm crazy. Hey, someone read this book. It's White Fang. I gotta buy it. £100.
Like,
thanks. Thanks.
I wonder how many books do you think have been bought at Powell's that no one has even touched a page to read? Because they went there, oh, I gotta go to Powell's, right?
And half of them.
Yeah. If you go to Powell's, you have to buy a book, right?
Yep. Tourists go to Portland. They buy books. They're like, oh, I was in Powell's. I bought you this book. It's like, cool.
Oh, Fair Verona. Cool. I love the Capulets.
Yeah, by the way.
Thank you.
By the way, like, a used book is the gift that they got the person.
That's what makes it special.
A used book. Like,
this was in someone else's bathroom while they were taking shits. That's the allure.
It's like, you know, I can buy this.
History of it.
You know, I can buy this new on Amazon for $8, right? Like, like, why did you spend $15 at Powell's for that?
Because it's heavy. That's the charm.
You need that weight to it. Come on.
Oh, okay. Girthy!
You need that human seeping through the pages is what you need.
It's like a Jim Rome read every time you get a book from Powell's. Thanks for the vine. Yep. Rack me, Jack London. Well, Portland, same vein.
Portland, a great city, but like there is some useless shit in Portland. That's one of them.
Same vein. My number two overrated tourist trap in Oregon. OMSI. Math and Science Institute. pay $120 to do some math and science. Hey, bud, welcome to college. It'll cost you a lot more than that. Have fun. Just wait. Thanks.
Yeah. Why are you skipping ahead and paying $80?
Look, I'm gonna go and look at this exhibit and do math. Look, how fun? Not fun.
Yeah. I went up to Portland last week with my kid, and the plan was to go up like Friday night, hang with some buddies, and then Saturday the plan was to go to OMSI, and like I didn't tell him about it, and the more like time went on and I thought about it, I was like, I don't actually think he'll have fun. I don't think it's actually that, like, they have a submarine there. Like, so kids can go in a submarine, which is generally like a cool thing to a kid. But we went in a submarine when we were in the Bay Area. Like, he's been in a sub. He doesn't need to do that again. Like, I think we're good. Like,
if you're taking your kid to Portland and you want to give him some real life like experiences, just take him to Portland Meadows.
Watch
the degenerates bet the ponies into a dead track that nothing runs on anymore. It's quite the spectacle.
Give them $10 on the west side of the Rose Garden Moda Center. Tell them find a place to park.
Yeah.
Use $10. Find a place. Negotiate.
I love the ponies.
That's math and science for you, baby.
I love the ponies.
Boy, Dad, thanks for taking me on this excursion to do schoolwork.
You might as well spend that money, go buy $10 worth of smack instead. You never get a parking spot there.
OMSI, get over yourself.
This, my boy, is what we call a mint julep. Go get your dad one.
Yeah. It's not in my top three. It's in my honorable mention, but since we're dumping on Portland, the world's smallest park in Portland. Get the fuck out of here with that. It's a weed, like a 2x2 weed in the middle of the street. Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck off.
Oh, look, here's a cute little bench.
Stay weird, Portland.
God.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
We're so wacky in the valley.
We don't want to pay for sports, but we got this tiny-ass fucking national park here. Here you go, people.
Isn't it cool?
It costs $10 million to maintain.
Did you give your two yet, gang?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was right.
Okay, two's from the chat. Booble said Goonies / Animal House locations. It's good. WCP
Astoria.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Actually, like, Astoria's kind of pretty. I mean, let's be honest.
We just went over this.
No, Astoria's pretty.
What'd you say about the wind ski?
it's like double the wind of like going to Florence.
Yeah.
It's like 100-mile wind.
Nothing is windier than Florence. No. Nothing.
Maybe yachts.
You can go to one of those bounce house trampoline places and they have the wacky hurricane thing you step in. Yeah. Not as windy as Florence. Florence is the worst. That's what shaded all of us on the coast, is that we went to Florence a billion times, yeah, and it fucking stinks.
Yeah.
Because the North Jetty is just nothing but dunes now.
That was going to be my question. Like, is Florence actually cool?
I like Old Town. Old Town's fine.
Is it?
It's got a casino in. It's got one decent golf course, so that's something.
Hobbit Beach is cool, north of Florence.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Question, when was last, have you been to Astoria semi-recently, King? Talking up Astoria is great.
It's probably been like 4 years. It's
been a while.
Do they have any attractions for Kindergarten Cop there? Like, oh, this is the house or the school where Schwarzenegger was supposed to be for Kindergarten Cop.
No? I don't think so.
I would go then. But.
I saw the cannon there, though. That was something I pretended I cared about.
Ski, you would go and visit the Kindergarten Cop house. No, you would not.
Seen the fucking Goonies house.
Yeah, I'm not seeing either. two from WCP in the chat. World's tallest barber pole in Forest Grove. Is that a thing?
Home of Joe Gensante, by the way, Forest Grove.
Oh, yeah. All right. Nice fun fact. Nice callback. King, again, with his obsession with Joe Gensante.
Hey, it's Joe Gensante from the OSN Network.
Bring back OSN, cowards!
I want my third tier!
All right, Ski, what's your one, man?
Right. My number one, it's fitting since we've just been shitting on Florence. Biggest tourist trap is going to Moe's. Moe's is awful food. Awful food. It's bad.
By the way, you can get Moe's clam chowder now at Autzen Stadium. In your face.
It's bad. It's not good.
Yeah.
Their clam chowder's fine.
It comes in a bread bowl. Woo! Great.
I hope Oregon's wearing brown uniforms and it's a brown
because
you're
going to
be getting diarrhea in Autzen Stadium.
The worst people to go to Moe's are the people that go to Moe's and they're like, "Oh, have a BLT." Here.
Eat the fucking chowder.
Eat fucking chowder. Jesus.
The ocean is right there.
You can see it. It's right there.
Yeah.
I'll have the turkey club. There's no salt on those fries, are there? I will say most probably overrated, but
it is. You know. Yeah.
Just don't go there and order. I'll have the smash burger.
Why? Why?
Why?
Let's see. My number one is Sea Lion Caves. Sea Lion Caves. I haven't been since I was a kid because I remember how lame it was when I was a kid. Like, you think like a kid would enjoy going into a cave and seeing like these really majestic creatures making loud noises in the cave, but I remember being really bored and leaving inside of 10 minutes. And
stinks. It's humid.
It's gross. Like, the sea lions aren't always there either. Like, people,
and when they are, they're very far away.
Yeah, people pay money to go in there and you can barely see the sea lions if they're there at all. It's like, why does this exist? And you're told when you go to the coast that it's one of the attractions you have to see. Yeah. Like, if you're going up the coast, got to stop in Sea Lion Caves. Like, wow.
They're the seagulls of the sea. They stink. They're loud. And if anyone fishes, like, on the Umpqua or the Siuslaw, they're the laziest fuckers. They just sit and wait for you to hook a fish and then come and try to steal it from you. Yeah. Kill them all. They're worthless.
Aren't seagulls the seagulls of the sea?
They don't live in the sea.
All right. I mean, they're... All right, anyway, I'm not going to argue.
Chicken of the sea?
And they're not real. And they're birds, so they're not real.
Yeah, that's true. Good point. Yeah. Sea lions, very much real. and they stink, and they're not fun to look at, because that's all you do at sea lion caves. You pay money and look at sea lions. Fuck out of here. No.
My number one, I'm directing my ire towards a completely different part of the state.
Going to East finally?
Crater Lake.
Ooh.
In the summer. In the winter, you can get me. You stay there, pretty, it's snowing. In the summer,
yeah. Smoke coming Crater Lake. From everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, look, it's Wizard Island. I mean, Wizard Island. Oh, is now what? Well, Wizard Island.
it's the deepest lake in the world. Oh, can I go swim, Dad? No, no one's allowed to touch, or you can barely look at the water. You definitely can't touch it.
Yeah. Can't even touch. You keep those sunglasses on, boy, because the people that control this place will arrest you if you look at it too closely.
Mm-hmm.
Forest Department, whatever that word is called.
You just gotta. You got to just glance at it. That's all you can do.
It's terrible. In the wintertime, again, you can stay there, get a cabin, quaint, snow, got it. Summertime? Oh, I fed a chipmunk that's domesticated because everyone just feeds them pellets.
It's crazy going there and like trying to have a picnic of any kind, because chipmunks will swarm you. Like you will be surrounded by chipmunks. So if your kids want to see chipmunks, I guess Crater Lake's cool.
But I got Snow White on Comcast DVR. And
guess what? If you've seen it once, here's a newsflash: it hasn't changed. Yeah. So you're good.
I got Chip and Dale, baby. Let's turn on Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers. What else do I need? All right, that's it. Our number ones from the chat. Booble says the Oregon Country Fair.
If you like drugs and old naked hippies, then
have you ever snorted Molly off a penis, Booble?
Yeah.
Yeah. Try it and then get back to us. Yeah.
Just saying.
Number one from WCP is Sea Lion Caves. Yep.
Hey. But you can pay $5 to put a penny in there to smash.
Oh,
yeah. And you'll say can. Sea Lion Caves. It's a great deal.
And then you can buy a wallet for that penny, like, because they sell those too. honorable mentions from the chat. WCP says pretty much all things in Portland. All right. the Blazers. The Blazers, what are we certainly. Doing? Yeah.
Blazers. Who cares about the Blazers? Get out of here.
He also says Country Fair, and he says the Shakespeare Festival. I haven't.
This guy.
I've never done that.
I don't mind. I've only been a couple of times. It's fine.
Yeah.
You have to be cultured to go down there and listen to those thespians speak their old timey fucking Brit talk.
Drink their Lithia water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Clearly WCP not smart like us,
so. I'm saying I don't think I would ever go again, but I've been, and it's
they don't got heavy engines at the Shakespeare.
I appreciate the craft,
yeah.
But don't even get me started on Mount Ashland. What a terrible ski resort that place is. Can't even shred the gnar.
There will be no gnar shredding of any kind. honorable mentions from Booble, Portland.
What are we doing to Portland? Let's stop this.
I think he said Portland. It's weird, and that's not a good thing. Fuck Portland. Bomb Portland's that shit into fire. Oblivion, he says.
It's on fire.
Yeah, Portland's on fire.
Crooked Joe. I called him in. He said no. What are we doing to Portland? Come on.
The streets of Portland are rivers of poop. Nothing.
Well, that's true. The Willamette.
I mean, it is good.
Close,
I mean,
south, north. It's pretty gross. Yeah. Yeah, they're not beating that allegation.
Wow. He says, big.
Stop making fun of Portland, guys.
Big if true, Booble. He says, Seattle greater than Portland.
I mean, it's definitely bigger.
Yeah. In population. Yes.
The weather is worse in Seattle.
Yes.
Seattle. Never watched a Mariners game. Before we leave, I just want to say, I love how they're in year 25 of Safeco, now T-Mobile. And they're like, why are we always hitting 189 at home for 81 games a year? I don't know, because you have the roof open and it's 41 degrees and cloudy every fucking night. I don't know, guys. Why? Why can no one hit there? Weird. Weird. No one can hit on the West Coast, and you're in the worst weather on the West Coast. If you can't hit in L.A., and you can't hit in San Francisco, and you can't hit in San Diego, you can't hit in Seattle. Get rid of the Mariners. Put them in the Bay. Sick of them. Terrible. Bobby Witt Jr. MVP. Bye. Good night.
Move the Mariners to Oakland. That's all I'll say. End of podcast. Again, movie on Sunday is How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. It is on Paramount, one of those apps that King hates. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
The only apps I want are Chili's and Applebee's, let me tell you that.
Dollar
and some queso. Jeez Louise, give me those three buffalo wings, please.
The only apps I want are bundled, and they have... they're mozzarella sticks and wings, and that's the only bundled apps I want. So How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. It's on Paramount. Watch it. Listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Guys, go Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Yeah, whatever.
Sure. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. A good bye.